Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Chaf Aleph, picking up on Chaf Amabez by the brand new Mishnah, beginning the third and final parak of Maseches Chagiga, which is bringing us towards the end, Beis Hashem, of Maseches Moed. Here we go. So we spoke about different levels of things a couple of days ago. Something was Chulin, then we have Truma, then we have Hektish, and then we have Mechatas, the water used for the Paraduma. And we're going to see how there's different levels of Kedusha, how they are dealt with, different rabbinic edicts put in place to make them... To be more careful with some of them. And we see right now, says the Mishnah, Chomer B'Kodesh Mi'Betruma in a number of different ways. I believe it comes out to about 10 or 11 different ways. So let's start off with the following. Number one, Chomer B'Kodesh Mi'Betruma, Shemat Bilin Kelim Masoch Kelim with Truma. When it comes to Truma, you're allowed to go ahead and be Matbe. You could be Tovel a Kli inside of another Kli, that if both of them are Tame. Yeah, you could do that, but you can't do that. Avalo l'kodesh, not for kodesh. So we have two kelim that are tameh. You have to do them individually, and I'll put one in the other. Next, achorayim visoch ube satzvita betruma. Avalo l'kodesh. Achorayim, that is the outside, and visoch in the inside, and the tzvita, ube satzvita, which we're going to see what that means when we get into the Gemara. It's going to go into it. But truma. These are all different parts, considered different parts when it comes to truma. Rashi says, "Kli haroi lishtamis besocho mecharav obeisat svita kol tashmish v'tashmish shabo chashuv kli b'fnei atzma." Even though it's maybe one kli, but the inside, the outside, and the besat svita, which may be considered, let's just say for short right now, the bottom of it, they're considered all different parts of it. Lenyan truma she'em nitma zeh lonit mazeh ubetumas derabanan ka'amar kli b'farshu gemara, but it doesn't apply to kodesh. It's all considered one kli, which is more machmir of a little part of it comes tame, the whole thing comes tame. Number three, hanoseas amidris, somebody goes and carries a midris. Rashi says, minal shazav, that means, let's say, azav, things that they step on, that they put pressure on, that they sit on, that they, something like that, it takes on the status of it. So, minal shazav is the shoe of azav, is an example of that. Hanoseas, which is something carrying the midris, noseas a truma, he can go ahead, so if someone's carrying that, let's say I'm carrying the shoe of a midras, I can also at the same time carry truma, and it's not an impact of alois a kodesh, but not kodesh. You do it kodesh, it's going to be problematic. Rashi says that this means that nosei es a truma bechavis she'ena nogea bavira. Rashi, the Bach says it as nosei es a truma bechavis shel cheres she'ena nogea, that's not touching. But not with kodesh. Number four, big day ochli truma midras la kodesh. This we saw a couple of days ago, and that is that the clothing of those who eat truma are considered like a midras for those who eat kodesh. Number five, lo kemidas hakodesh, midas hatruma. When it comes to chatzitza, we know that when you go and you put something in the mikvah, it has to be the water touches everything. But let's say there's something blocking it, you have something stuck to it, or something like the sort, then you have a problem with chatzitza and it doesn't work. So we're going to see that the laws of dealing with truma things that are being tovel are not as chamor as those dealing with kodesh. The lokim midas hakodesh, midas hatruma. Truma is going to be more mekel. So a kodesh, matir umenagi v'matbil v'chakach kosher. Rashi points out that, let's say you have a beged that is tame, and if it's kosher, if it's tied, so im yesh beged tame, ubolatbilo, you want to go and you want to be tovel it. Im kosher, if it's tied, matir is kesher, you have to untie it. Mishum dedami lechatzitza, it's like a chatzitza, even though it's not tied very tight. Umenagiv im lachu, menagvo tchil, if it's wet, you have to first menagiv to dry it. And then only then can you go and matbil v'chol zeh mishum d'dami l'chatzitza. It's compared to a chatzitza. And then after you can go and you can retie it. V'atruma kosher v'chakech matil. When it comes to truma, you're allowed to go and tie it. And then you're allowed to go and you're allowed to put it in. We're obviously not talking about doing too tight. Rashi says, im rotza l'kosho, kosher v'chakech matil. Then you can go and you can put tefila with it. Kelim number six. Kelim in the Gemara b'tara, if you have a kli that is finished off while it's a state of tara. Tzrichin tefila l'kodesh. It has to go through tefila. For kodesh, Rashi says, "With Gemara, first time the Gemara is going to explain what pshat is." Avalo l'truma, not when it comes to truma. If you have a bunch of food in a kli, a kli mitzayif is mashe besocho, it's going to be when it comes to kodesh. Avalo l'truma, not with truma. Says Rashi, "Ochlem chatichos harbe b'kli echad, a bunch of pieces in one kli. V'nogat tami be'echmiyam, a tami person touches one of them. Ha kli mitzayif only is kulan chaticha achas, v'nitma kulan, all of it becomes tami. Avalo l'truma, not when it comes to truma." Rashi says, "Hello." It goes from the first one becoming then the Rishon Sheni Shlishi, and then after that it's going to be fine. Harvi Bakod, next one. Harvi Bakodesh Pasul. There's such an idea of Revi when it comes to Kodesh. But there's nothing after that. Vashlishi b'truma, but by truma, it only goes to a shlishi.
We call it pusl, right? Because it can go on to something else as opposed to tame, because tame implies that it can go metame something else. Pusl means that it itself becomes, but it doesn't go on. So by kodesh, it can reach to the fourth level. Uva truma, number nine, when it comes to truma, im nitmes achas miyadov, if one of a person's hands become tame, then chaverta tahara. On the other hand, is tahara. Uva kodesh, when it comes to kodesh, matbilim shteyam, you have to be matbil, you have to do a tevila on both of them.
We're talking about a type of tumah, says Rashi, that petumah de rabbanon. She ain't metame eli yadayim below is a guf. Obviously, if it touched it's metame the guf, then the guf is tame, and both hands would be tame. Then in such a case, what happens? If one of the hands become tame, then the other one is tahor. What comes to kodesh, though, we're more machmir than matbil shtem. You have to be matbil both of your hands. Next one. Ochlin, the guf and biyadayim, silvos petumah. You're allowed to go ahead and eat dry food with hands that are tame when it comes to truma, as long as obviously the self wasn't mukshar l'kabel tuma. Aval lo b'kodesh, now when it comes to kodesh, and the Rashi says Gemara is going to explain that even if there's something, your hands are tame and the self is dry, still you're not allowed to go ahead and eat the food. Last case in the Mishnah is ha'onein u'mechusar kippurim tzrichin tevila lakodesh. Onein is someone who lost a relative, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, and they lost this relative on that day. U'mechusar kippurim is somebody who has to bring a karban. They go to the mikvah, they wait till the nightfall, and then the next day they have to go bring a karban. That's where they're in that no man's land in the middle. That's called u'mechusar kippurim. They tzrichin tevila lakodesh, they need tevila in order to go and have kodesh. Rashi says that tzrichin tevila is la'achos shehevi karbano, after they go and bring the karban. When you want to eat the kodesh, you have to go to the mikvah, avalola truma, but not in reference to truma. Even where they are right now, they're allowed to go ahead and eat truma. Zok the Heilige Gemara, we started off in the Mishnah that we said that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to put one clean and another clean in order to go ahead by for truma, but not when it comes to kodesh. By kodesh, by time, hello. Why doesn't it work by kodesh? I'm Ravilam, Ibn Esha Kavedo Shel Kli Chotetz. The heaviness of the water pushes down one kli onto the other kli and it creates a chatzitza. Rashi says, Kavedo Shel Kli Apnimi Amachbid Alechitza, and Shu Munach Patocho Chosefne Amayim, Ve'in Tevila Ola, it doesn't work. Lola Zev. For either of them, come on, parachi hachi. I feel the truma nami. It shouldn't work for truma. Also, we're going to see later that's only, but really midiraisa works for both of them. Midirabanan, it's a problem, and therefore we're only more machmir when it comes to the idea of kodesh. That's not going to work because of the rabbanan thing. But we do allow it on a doraisa level. Therefore, it's going to be allowed. So we make for the kredo shell. Kli achotes v'hami de seifa mishum chatzitza reisha lav mishum chatzitza. We have a case later on in the Mishnah that spoke about the issue of chatzitza. So if we say in the Sefer segment, chatzitza, reisha lav mishum chatzitza, it must be that this shtickle over here is not because of chatzitza. Dikatoni Sefer, we saw in the Sefer, case number 5, velo kamidas hakodesh midas hachuma, shabakodesh matir umenagiv umatabil v'achak kosher, ubatruma kosher v'achak matbil, that we said this the shtickle about when it's tied, that it's going to be considered an issue of chatzitza, but we don't say it by truma that it's going to be an issue over here, so why would we double up on this? This is Gemara, reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza, and that's what we said, there's 11 cases, really only 10 cases. Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza utzricha, we need to say both of them. Diash min reisha v'seifa, we said the first case of a kli within a kli, then have a mina hainu time de la kodesh lo. Mishum, why? Kvedosh HaKli De'ika, because of the heaviness of the kli pushing down. Aval Seifa, but the case of the Seifa, when you're tying the knot in that in the beged, the leka Kvedosh HaKli, then Ema would say, L'kodosh Nami Lo Avichitz, it's not a chatzitza. Therefore, I have to say both. V'yash Min Seifa, I just would have said the Seifa with the tying the knot, have him in a high new time until the Kodosh Lo. That's the reason why Kodosh is not good. Mishum, dikitra b'maya aduke me'adek. This knot in water, it gets very tight. And therefore, that's why it would be a problema. Rashi says, v'karu fulios chotze, it's just like chatzitza. Aval reisha, but in the first case, the maya akpuye makpule lemana, since the water will cause the kli to flow to live in chatzitza, it wouldn't be chatzitza, tzricha, that's why I have to say both cases. Now, this Ravi La, who said this whole shtickle that they have a kli instead of another kli is going to be a problem with chatzitza, Rabbi Loi Latame, goes according to his own reasoning. Says Rashi, the uki time duresha mishum chatzitza latame da amar eser mailus shanukan elu shebein truma lakodesh vanan yeshomem tananbe Ella hani tarti the chad taima chashav lo kechad. How do we see that? Let's read in the Gemara though. It says the Amar Rabbi Ila Amar Achinah Bar Papa. Esam Elushanu Kan. There are 10 things that are taught over here in this Mishnah. Chamesh Rishonos, the first five, Bein Kodesh, Bein Lechulin, Shanasal Taras HaKodesh. Achronos, the last five, Lechulin, talking about Kodesh. Avalo Lechulin, Shanasal Taras HaKodesh, but doesn't apply to Chulin. It's not Sal Taras HaKodesh, it's done like it. My timer, Favos, what's a pshat? Because Chamesh Kamaisa, the first five ones, the Islu Durara de Tuma Midoraisa, as Rashi explains, they have a chashash of Tuma de Oraisa. Gozer b'rabban, and therefore they're gozer. Bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulin, shenasal taras hakodesh. Basrayosa, but the last five cases, the less little deror the tumah deoraisa, don't have a worry that it's going to hit up on a deoraisa. Gozer b'hu, rabban l'kodesh, on the bekodesh, but l'chulin, shenasal taras hakodesh, lo gozer l'rabban. They are not gozer. Rava Amar, Rava argues, and he says to me, the Seifa Mishub Chatzitza, because in fact the Seifa, that's the sixth case we brought up, is talking about Chuz Chatzitza. Reisha must be Reisha Lav Mishum Chatzitza. The case of putting a kli in another kli and being tova like that, that's not. Vereisha, Hainu time, and he says, no, and what's the reason for the first shtickle for the Reisha? Why can't you put one kli in another one when it comes to the idea of Kodesh? Gezerish al Yatbil Machten Vitzinoros. Bikli she'ein bepiv kishvo feres hanot, where goes there this, because if let's say you want to take machtem b'tzinoros, this is the types of needles and little hooks that are used to spin things, and if you would put them into a kli, into a vessel, she'ein bepiv kishvo feres hanot, who's the opening, the mouth of it, is not the size of a shvo feres hanot. That is, used to have these things that are made out of skin, the bottles that they would have water into it, and the shvofer, so notice that opening, which is a very small little tube area. And if you would have that very small opening in there and you put that into the mikvah, then the water that goes in there is considered separate from the mikvah itself. And therefore, if you put the needles into it, so what's going to happen is kli inside of a kli, you're going to come to end up being tovelit in something which is less than 40 saw, because now it's like the water that's inside of it is separate from the water from the mikvah, and that's why you can't do a kli inside of a kli. Like we learned in the Mishnah. Eruv mikvos kishvoferes hanot. If you want to go and mix together two different mikvos, you want to be able to have them be connected. Rashi says, Makum chas mikvah chaser bitzad mikvah shalim, but sinu b'yema mechabim. You have one mikvah which is full, another one which is not the right measurement amount of water in there. You want to now compare the two and have one go to the next. Kishvoferes hanot. That is the minimum size. It must be at least a size of kishvoferes hanot in order for it to go ahead and attach. Keovia. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, V'Kachalola, like the thickness and like the size of the hole. It's got to be the size of this hole between the two, have to be as big as the hole of the tube, plus how thick the walls of it are. Kishtei etzbos chozosam koman. Like two fingers, they're able to be spun around to go back to their place. You can do like a 360 in them. So we see that he holds several kahadamar of Nachman and Rabbi Baravua that achas esrei milos shanukan. There are 11 milos stringencies that are taught over here. The way that Rav Ila taught it is that there were only 10 because case number one, and I think it was case number five maybe, were the same one because they're both dealing with chatzitzas. But over here he explains the first is not a chatzitza because of this gezerah, they're going to come to be tovaling something in, which is not connected to the mikveh itself. Therefore it's going to be 11. Sheish Rishon is the first six. Bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulin shenas altar zakodesh. Whether it's kodesh or chulin that's done through kodesh. And the achronos l'kodesh aval lo l'chulin shenas altar zakodesh. Again, like we said before, that the first six are stuff that are connected to the Raisa Tumah, and therefore they extended also to things that are Chulin al Tzaras HaKodesh. And the last five are only things that are the Raisa Tumah, and therefore they don't include the Chulin Shtiklech. And it's only for things that are Kodesh. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.